Fair enough. You can bring your team.
My team.
Yes.
I'll approach the Oasis, see if they'd be open to such ideas.
Mate.
So a nice public venue there,
all
so
the
that
rolling
all of
pins
Sunbury
are coming out already.
Oh, look, I have no fear.
Oh.
No fear at all?
You mortals.
You wonderful.
Okay, let's see if we can put something together in the next fortnight. Let's even narrow down a time.
Yes, let's get a date.
Yes.
You'll have to speak to my manager.
Let's talk about the next full moon.
The next full
moon. What day
well,
is the next full moon?
Just come
we will look
one,
it up
so.
During the next. Are you going to play Martin's track?
I've already done that? So. You were on the veranda when I did so.
I was talking to people that go to Kyogre. Mate, every single person I've talked to wants to go to Kyogre and stop the cyanide train. It is huge. All of Nimbin is going to camp on the railway tracks, it sounds like to me. I like that idea.
You know, the more I'm
we
in
can do something there.
The more I see of this town and the way how it does things. One of my favourite memories was supposedly when Tony Abbott was coming to open the new, shall we call it, hospital.
Yes. And he got sick.
And he ended up with a kidney problem. Yeah, it was kidney stones.
Yes.
And he ended up in the private St. Vincent's over in Lismore. Mm. But Nimbin came out in droves. Remember, Plantum was out there and he had the flag and he was fully dressed and the drums were going and everybody's marching down the street. And they're moving and they're shaking and all converging onto the hospital, but he wasn't there. Mm. But that's beside the point.
Well, they sidestep us all the time, don't they?
Watching how Nimbin does things, like we had how Nimbin does things at our fundraiser on Saturday night. Really obvious. It's a very definite style. And it's very warm and fuzzy, by the way. You know, nice things, yeah. So encouraging people to do something about the cyanide trip as it comes down from Townsville.
Yeah, that's like Timbara. Timbara was further away than Kyogle.
Timbara, yeah.
The effort by the environment and the different people who put into stopping the Timbara gold mine was extraordinary. It was an extraordinary effort by a big group of people. There's a lot of those same committed people are into this Lake Cowell project.
Well, what
and Kyogle is close, mate. I'm interested in that. I didn't know it was coming down that railway line.
I haven't heard you say anything about the current releases of radioactive gas down at Lucas Heights in Sydney as we speak.
Was it 2 days after Howard spoke? It was immediately after
he
spoke.
Was he anywhere near the place? Did he do
anything? No, he wasn't near there, but he makes this big announcement, you know, we want nukes. We want nuclear energy, and boom, the leak happened. It was like, that was quite cosmic.
Well, what was never mentioned was when the floods, that big cyclone hit the Northern Territory only a few months ago, Ranger, that's this place called Jabiluka, and that township only exists because of Ranger, and the township had a massive hiding from that cyclone, but there wasn't a mention. What happened to Ranger Uranium Mine down the road with all its retention ponds, etc., etc.? I'm going to move into some Led Zeppelin. Stay with us.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted
oh, yes, I remember back in the days when I used to wear miniskirts and lay down on the floor with big speakers on either side and just pump that CD out.
Mm-hmm.
That's Led Zeppelin Remasters. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Dazed and Confused. I wonder if you attended the Hemp Hour show. Do you think maybe Led Zeppelin visited the Hemp Hour show?
Led Zeppelin used to always. Always pick us up.
So he would pop in, did he? Or he would just zap through on a podcast to you or something?
The Led.
The Led.
The Big Zep.
Hey, do you know what he's doing these days? You know, what is
Jimmy
he doing
Page.
Now?
Jimmy Page?
Yeah.
He's a hairstylist.
No.
No, I made that up. No, but doesn't matter, does it? Now,
I'm going to say wasted talent, get
because
out.
Although the goddess is here, the god has left. That's Graham Oscar Dunstone.
Yes.
Has left. He's left. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but I'm gonna fill you in a bit.
Right,
I'm gonna fill
out.
You a bit on his pedigree. I'm gonna give you one little snippet.
Yes.
Do you remember years gone by, years back when Lyndon Johnson came and visited Australia? And You don't remember that? That was so long ago, wasn't it?
No, I don't remember.
That was long, long ago.
Well,
what happened was they got to the airport, they got out of their planes, into their limousines with the Prime Minister of Australia and headed towards Canberra. And somebody, some young daredevil hippie, threw themselves in front of the car, and the car screeched to a halt and was stopped until the police came and dragged that person away. The Prime Minister said to the President of the United States, he said to the driver of the car, "Run the bastard over." Well, and they made a song up about that, and it was very famous. It went all around the world. Well, that bastard, that was Graham.
That was Graham.
I believe so.
So that's way back in his early days of activism.
Activism all his life. That's why they call him God.
Oh, okay. Do you know, when he was talking on my microphone before, I remembered where I first met him.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed him on Bay FM about the America Day. That was the first time I ever met him. Forgot, you know, my life.
He's out there.
He's out there.
And active, and good on you, Graham.
And he wears the Eureka flag t-shirt so much.
He does. Now, okay. we've had, I've just got to bring this in, we've had a little bit of ecclesiastical advice, religious advice.
Oh, yes.
Are you into that?
Oh, please, yes.
Okay, well, we got it from an ecclesiastical lawyer who just does church stuff, specialist, to find out what we have. Like, we've already got a church. Excuse me a moment.
Yeah, Michael's on
Michael,
the phone.
Michael, could you shut up? We can hardly get a word in here.
Sorry, listener. We're back again. He's out there on the phone. So, the ecclesiastical lawyer gave us the lowdown on what you need to be a religion. We were going for numbers. Apparently you don't have to. Jesus, he's noisy.
Take no notice. Just move on, okay?
Okay. The lawyer told us what he said was what we need to have a bona fide religion is we've got to have regular services and a list of the people who attend those services. So it's not so hard. So we're going to have our services, I haven't asked Sam about this but I'm sure he won't mind, in the hemp bar from 5:30 on Friday afternoons, and there'll be a rolling service onwards. And if we overflow the hemp bar, I'm sure we'll be able to overflow into the hemp embassy. We're going to have our regular services there. Come and sign up to the church. Do a bit of the sacrament thing with us, because we love doing that. Friday evening, come on. Work's over. You can do it now. Brain surgeons, whatever you are. Come on down.
This is your time.
Come on down and meditate on the sacrament a bit with us.
Does one need to dress for the occasion?
No, you can come naked.
Oh, no, I'm not... you've got your one-track mind. No, I'm going more with no flowing gowns and gaudy type things, angel, you know, one could be the hemp angel or something.
Do you think you're going to be stopped from coming like that?
Not in this town,
no.
No, of course you're not.
What a silly question. Come any way you like, from naked to fully clothed. Oh. We don't care.
Okay, so you seem to have a very serious aim here, that you really would like to get the, what is it, the Church of the Holy Smoke? Am I using the right words
you
there?
You are indeed. Become a Catholic. Church of the Holy Smoke.
Well,
come and join up and become a Catholic.
Whoever. Okay, because I'm not saying the other one. did you know that Australia...
Came so close there, didn't we?
Australia does not have a declared national religion. Now, do you think that your church could take that spot?
Well, we have, really. We have formed here in Australia, and as far as I know, we're the only religion that has formed here in Australia.
Oh, but are you beyond Nimbin or only within?
We are global.
You're global. How many members have you got, OS?
Oh, somewhere in the vicinity of 7,000 people have signed
up.
That's it, really? Well, and most of them are from overseas. They're people who pass through the embassy and just join the religion because they feel the good vibes.
They feel the light come alive within them and they get a sense of purpose and direction.
We ask them to. We say, would you like to join a religion? And they say either yes or no. And if they say yes, we join them up.
Well, people tend to go to India for the Buddha tree enlightenment or something like that. So now we can go to the hemp bar for enlightenment. We don't have to travel OS to
get there. We're not actually offering enlightenment.
Oh, what are you offering then?
Well, it ain't that, baby. No, that's not where we're going. Somebody else can do that one. I think that gig's already been done.
Uh-huh.
No, we're going to offer fun.
Yes.
We're going to offer good times. And we're going to offer a really neat place in heaven when you die.
Can I take my money with me when I go?
Of course you can.
Can I really?
Whatever you want, girl. Uh-huh. We don't have a lot of rules apart from the obvious ones. You've got to honour the water and you've got to honour the air.
Uh-huh.
And you've got to honour each other. and love.
Okay. So for years I've always had the thought that when I reach the big pearly gates and St. Peter stands there and says, Mari, what did you do? What did you do with your life? How did you assist mankind and the planet?
Well, I think wrong approach. We want to storm those gates.
Well, I'm going to say, who the hell are you to ask? Don't get out of my face, sort of thing. You know, not interested, baby.
I think
don't
you
have to account, especially now, you know. Yeah, and you just
I think we need to storm the gates of heaven.
So when you reach the big pearly gates of the Church of the Holy Smoke, how would you like them to look? Do you have decorative ideas?
Yeah, they're all the same gates.
They're all the same. Oh, really? Well, so you don't even need your own?
I reckon two really big ganja plants. Full buds, total full beauty, the best plants you've ever seen.
Intertwined.
The best, and these buds are laughing because they can laugh. In heaven, buds can talk and laugh. They're laughing and laughing, you know.
And saying what?
Laughing, and they're saying you don't even need to smoke up here, guys. Isn't it pathetic? Well done, you made it.
Okay, so you're going to kick off this ritual starting this
Friday. Oh, we didn't tell you about this.
Oh, I missed a bit. I've had the prayers on the phone.
Okay.
Speaking from the funeral pyre.
Oh, was he really?
Yes.
How is our Bob?
He's beautiful.
You reckon up?
Mate, we wrote a letter on the phone about the rip-offs the funerals are. You know, it's been in the Northern Star this week, the debate. Oh, they're disgusting. Guess how much? He won't mind me telling you this stuff. Guess how much, he went for the sort of second cheapest coffin. They're still sort of a grand or more, I can't remember. No, more than a grand, I think. Anyway, guess how much a bunch of roses is on top of the coffin.
Why the second cheapest coffin?
Because you didn't like the colour of the other one.
They sucked him in, didn't they?
Yeah.
He couldn't go the cheapest.
Anyway,
because
he's used to Nimbinji where it's all for free and you make your own coffin and they got their own plot.
Yeah.
Anyway, he went to the second cheapest, so he couldn't like the colour of that. And then they say, you want a bunch of roses? And he said, yeah, how much? $200 for a bunch of roses. Mm. Then he says, so would you like the visitor's book where people put their comments in? That was $90. It was one of those Chinese ones that are $2.50.
So he said no to that?
He said no, he sussed it. I said, we've got a great...
Did you say yes to them?
We've got recycled paper here.
Oh, good on him.
So this
the
is
the funeral's
surreal.
Tomorrow. He's back on. Yes. He's flying back Sunday.
So how is Bob? Is he bearing
up? He sounded good. He's cool. He sends his love. And he said he will debate on your side in the big team NIM FM fundraiser.
God has. And Bob, the president will come in on my side.
The president will debate on your side. He will stick up for you.
Come get some, girl.
I think I'm absolutely on the other side.
This is great.
I have been getting such a hard time from some of the matriarchs of the district. That, you know, seriously, in fact, someone's threatening to club me for just being a friend of yours. Shit.
Like a little baby seal.
Terrible.
Bob's
so we got a date. When's the next full moon? We were going to look it up.
We'll look at that. But in the meantime, we'll farewell the subject to Bob and wish him all the best.
Yeah.
You know, he really is such a valued member of the station and
man.
This community.
El Presidente, Bob along.
And
man.
I hope he didn't take his fire alert thing with him. You know, he's the head fire chief on his community because it's a bit far.
Apparently, there's
back,
been three houses burned down while he's away. That'd
damn,
be
he took the
it's
buzzer.
Been ringing in Sydney. He took the buzzer.
He probably lit him before he left.
Yeah, I know.
Wanted to be missed. That's our Bob along.
Well, it's good to know that he's okay and that his dad's getting a good send-off and all is okay on the world there.
Uh-huh.
So I'll just jump back to the previous conversation anchor.
Good on you, girl. She's so good at this. She
when will
online.
You be kicking off your services at the Hemp Bar? Today?
Tonight.
Right.
5:30 this evening.
Yes.
The first service for the Church of the Holy Smoke is to be held.
Okay, yes. That's great. Will the book be there?
The
is
book?
It a $90 book
$90.
Or a $2.50 book?
No, I'll staple up some of our recycled stuff. Okay,
right.
No worries.
Beautiful.
Yes,
oh, I love that.
Yes. And we need someone who will keep a register on computer of this, I think.
Don't
members of the Church of the Holy Smoke.
He's the God
will
man. He's got to do it. He's got to write it all up. Yeah.
Goddess, we'll look after that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a definite. Every Friday, not just once a month, we're talking every Friday, 5:30.
Every Friday, 5:30. We're going to have regular.
Not 4:20. I think it has to be at 4:20. I think Gary will nag you to death until you have it at 4:20. So 4:20 every Friday, Hemp Bar.
No, of course you're right. 4:20, listener.
Okay.
Be there or you're not a Catholic, not a real Catholic. Even all those people, all those 7,000 people that have already signed up, you're not really Catholics yet. You sort of are, but you're not really.
You've got to show the faith.
You've got to come to one of the services.
You know where could be the headquarters of the church? Do you know the hemp room? You know the museum's going through a new facelift?
Yes, it is. We started with that one, yes.
There will be the official opening of the new Nimbin Hemployment Bureau.
Hemployment?
In the hemp room.
Ah, this is hempjobs.net.
Yeah, okay. Hempjobs.net. It's a big new thing happening in Nimbin.
Capital H,
hemp jobs.
Capital J.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Dot net.
And Gunja Fairy Floss will be there, I think.
Uh-huh.
And quite a few other hemp jobs happening.
So many things.
Church of the Holy Smoke is one of the things that's come out of hempjobs.net.
So you're thinking the church should take a room at the museum?
Could have
possibly
a room.
Yeah. Well, now, this is a definite possibility.
Yeah.
However, not tonight. Tonight, we have the inaugural meeting. It's going to be in Sam's Hemp Bar.
Is this the inaugural meeting?
The inaugural
service.
You're not counting
all the other services.
The inaugural,
go out on the website.
The service.
The inaugural service, which makes us Australia's national religion.
Do you know
we don't
the census happening in August?
August. Catholic.
I thought about putting... you should actually do some ceremony.
Catholic.
I think at Independence from America Day, you could be in your robes, if you're still allowed to be the goddess by then, and you could be announcing in the census, guys, we want everyone to put Church of the Holy Smoke.
It's already, the word is out. If you put Church of the Holy Smoke, even if you're not a member, because you can become a member later, we'll make you one automatically, whatever. Mm. But to be a real Catholic, a real Catholic, you've got to come to one of the services.
Uh-huh. Yeah, three services, I heard.
You have to breathe
three
when you're near, though, don't
you? So 4:20... At Sam's Hemp Bar.
Yes. And Dave.
Well, and
so
if we overflow...
Sam and Dave.
And Dave's Hemp Bar. And we'll overflow into the Hemp Embassy if necessary. Yes. I'm sure that'll be all right, won't it?
I missed that bit.
Okay,
if we overflow with numbers and it just gets too much, we'll be able to overflow into the Hemp Embassy.
Well, often at 4:20 that happens. Were you there for the world record joint rolling and lit joints at Mardi Gras?
I was trying to record that on radio, and it's hopeless to record.
That was a good event, wasn't it? That was one of my highlights of Mardi Gras.
Yes, I was there, but I couldn't record.
Why
the
not?
Sounds
were you
of,
inside?
No, I was trying to get the sound of everybody lighting up, and get the original
the
recording.
Lighter.
But people were coughing so badly, it didn't quite work. It just didn't work yet. Now, just back to this hemp jobs net thing.
Yeah.
Is that a pun on words there? It's not actually jobs, though, is it? Like, we're talking employment jobs.
Jobs are God, if anyone hasn't noticed.
Jobs
if you are unemployed, you are scum. If you have a job, you are one of the normal.
You know, yeah, but that's all. Because you're a cash cow. Because they come and they suck it out of you in tax.
Hempjobs.net will have a different attitude, I reckon.
Right,
Hemp
so we can look forward to
will be looking for,
yes.
for a meaningful life.
Yes. So a person like me who really is looking
job.
For paid employment... Don't go there. That's not going to help me.
Oh, no, there's
absolutely.
Huge money. Have you not noticed there's a bit of money in hemp? Have you not noticed the green economy of Nimbin, mate?
No, I look the other way.
The rolling hills of Nimbin.
I look the other way too, but somewhere, somehow, some of that money has to go somewhere, I would have thought.
Well, I'm going to cut your track at this moment, gentlemen. Let's cross on to some Don Henley with Dirty Laundry.
Herbs. Get off the unpleasant pains, reduce the side effects, stop the addictions with natural highs. There are nicer alternatives to chemical drugs from Happy High Herbs. Drop by for a free sample for all Radio Nim FM listeners. Happy Herb Highs, right next door to the museum, Collins Street, Nimbin. Happy High Herbs are very relaxed sponsors.
Tell you what, the ointment works. Talking fingers, talking injuries, talking healing.
I'm probably lucky I've got the fingerprint.
They're looking very laid back there, boys.
Yeah,
very laid back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, do we have news from around the world? Or?
Oh, Jesus, this is old news.
All my bloody work and all my...
We're raking over the old coals here, my friend.
And there is several stories in today's paper. In today's Telegraph, I read this story this morning, and a big story in a picture of the cop, you know, leading away this youth with his hands behind his head. He's got dreads, I noticed. And there are three schoolboys who sort of, the headline is, kids bored at school. So they wag school and go out and they get busted with bongs and pot in their bag and they're graffitiing someone's fence. And it's this huge story in the Telegraph, you know.
Why is it a huge story in the Telegraph?
Well, because, oh, God knows.
Because of the fence?
God knows.
Or because of the bongs?
God knows.
What's the story out?
Three schoolboys, you know, busted, smoking pot, bored with their, you know...
They haven't got any news, have they?
Well,
that's their problem.
No, they're anti-pot. I'll tell you the big news. The big news of the week is the ads looking for more police. And on the news this morning, I hear they spent $5 million recently, ads for trying to get more police in New South Wales Police Force. They're spending another million soon. They clearly can't get people. No one wants to join.
Well, you know what? They know
why.
Because they didn't used to be able to hire you if you had a record for drugs. Or if you'd done any drugs. Or if your drug tested positive.
That was the military.
Now you can go in there, whack, out of your tree, and they'll make you a sergeant.
Anyway, they're making it easy. But I reckon, you know, tell me how many young people are joining haven't smoked pot or their friends haven't smoked or don't smoke. It's such hypocrisy. Mm. And I've seen it in cops around here. They really are uncomfortable busting people for pot if you challenge them.
Especially when they smoke it socially themselves.
I mean, the war on drugs, I mean, we know we're going to win. We can't lose because it's stupid. you know, how dare they prohibit and outlaw a bit of nature? So, it'll be one, though, from an area you least expect. You know what I mean? Here, the police force is going to fold. I can see it. And then the little news at Goulburn yesterday at the training academy, a copper died. He dropped dead.
From what?
So, I don't know.
From what?
I don't know.
These cops don't make them like they used to. Jeez, you used to be able to beat them around and do all kinds of things with them. And now
I don't want to read that letter.
They just go for a trot and die on you.
The first bit of news was Warwick's letter.
It's probably on drugs.
I'm not going to read that. It was in the news. Benzene in drinks is killing you softly. Mm. A poison more often found in tobacco and air is discovered in half the soft drink tests. And you know what it is? It's the ones with added vitamin C. So if it says with added vitamin C, there's some reaction happening inside and it's killing people.
Hey, Michael.
There you go.
Given that smoking tobacco is so incredibly bad, absolutely proven that it really does kill, and it kills in a very long-term way, why do you think the government still lets it be sold so it can still make its money? Isn't that a dichotomy occurring here? We're telling young people, don't do drugs, yet we've got a government selling and making how much out of tobacco and alcohol?
It's all money. The root of all evil is money. That's what it comes down to. It's where people can make money because money is controlled. 50 square kilometres of solar panels produces enough power to power the world as we do now. 50 square kilometres. It's doable. It's not that big a deal.
I don't know where you're getting your figures from there.
We had that last week. I reckon it's bullshit.
It's true.
I reckon it is too.
It's quite true.
It's, it takes a bit more than that, I think.
No, it's a distribution of it.
Put the clouds over and you've got a bit of a problem there, yeah. I've done solar.
So why don't we do that? Why don't we build our 50 square kilometres?
Because
there's money in taxing the other forms of power.
No, we like radioactivity. We love glowing in the dark. Good fun. Good fun.
Yeah.
The other big news of the week was they busted a huge cocaine laboratory in Sydney. And I thought, what do you mean cocaine laboratory? They can't, you know, doesn't it grow on a plant? So talking about it this morning, I figure that probably they're importing pretty pure coke, maybe.
Base.
And the laboratory is where they cut it, package it, distribute it.
Turn it into powder.
Yeah.
So it probably comes in as a liquid.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or an oil.
Anyway, it was a big bust.
A crystal.
So Nimbin's not the head city for such things?
By the time it gets to Nimbin, it's about 1/8.
Cocaine?
Cities, yes.
You don't really see much of that around here.
Yeah, no, I think there's plenty of coke around. Hey, this is from The Australian on Monday. The war on terror has stripped resources from organised crime investigations, leaving police with a poor grasp of the underworld's illicit drug trade. An inquiry into the illicit synthetic drugs market has been told at a recent meeting of police service in Brisbane her drug intelligence assessments had completely contradicted each other. While there was good expertise within the agencies, the overall picture was hopeless. We got no idea what's going on. Rah, rah, rah. New South Wales Police Drug Squad Commander David Laidlaw denied the war on terror had taken resources from drug crimes. He said the drug squad worked very closely with the counter-terrorist unit. A spokesman for the AFP acknowledged the feds had invested significant resources into national security, but said other crime types still had dedicated resources. Anyway, we're winning the war on drugs because they got too many other more important problems.
Losing staff.
Were you listening to me doing radio this morning?
No.
No. I announced that the American government has paid out, and quote me, $700 billion on its war effort. 70%
this is Iraq.
To Iraq. No, 70% of that 700 bill has gone into the Iraq offensive.
How long 700 billion over?
We're getting up to a trillion.
When 700 billion?
It didn't give you that nitty gritty detail.
You
good point, though,
detail.
Michael.
Yeah.
Yes, so what if we were to divert some of that 700 bill?
Yeah.
Say, into the Church of the Holy Smoke.
How about into the African people who are starving? Starving. No food. No water. Heaps of people. How can America spend all that money?
You don't have to go outside
war.
Of Australia to actually experience that too. Our own Indigenous population is confronted with that very
that's
issue.
Our lesson for the day.
Day after day after day. Right here in good old Australia.
The root of all evil.
So that coffee you're drinking right now, pour it into a plastic bag, put it up tight and post
send
it off
it.
To India.
Send. Do you know, I actually, when I was a little kiddie, my next door neighbour really would do that, go around and pick up the rotten fruit that had fallen on the ground and would put it in a box and send it off somewhere.
I sent my porridge as a kid.
You
I
sent
put
your
my porridge, that's what I thought about, put my porridge in an envelope and send it off to Africa. Maybe Mum didn't post it.
Did you like your porridge?
No.
It was a good way of getting
still
it.
Still don't eat the stuff.
I think she said to me, you know, eat your porridge. You know, there's kids in Africa who'd be starving.
Starving.
And I said,
starving.
Right, let's post it to them.
Yes. So you did. You did,
yeah,
do your moral thing.
Maybe she
yeah.
didn't post it.
Well, I hope they like
it. Shut her up. Anyway. Plans for a large laboratory to manufacture the illicit drug ICE have been thwarted by the arrest of six men linked to a Southeast Asian crime syndicate. Feds and WA police with customs swooped on the men across five Perth suburbs.
Perth. Den of iniquity over there.
Western Australia's economic boom was a background factor in the use of party drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a driver, it's more a cultural context.
Mm-hmm.
New laws had made it tougher to buy the ingredients for ICE. It just goes up in price.
Oh,
what else
so it
got?
Was quite cheap to start with. So
time's up for the heroin queen. This is from the Sunday Telegraph last Sunday.
Who's she?
She is this beautiful-looking woman, Asian woman. She graduated in glamour from a karaoke bar to become the mistress of two of Australia's wealthiest and most wanted heroin traffickers. Kidnapped as she arrived home after a night at the Star Casino, which saw her partner win a cool $1.4 million.
In the casino?
She had gold bars worth $250,000 and almost $30,000 in cash as well as jewellery. The nightclub singer who became queen to two heroin kings is facing 10 years in jail. Legal fights say when he was convicted of being a heroin distributor. Rah, 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 rah. I can't read that quickly. It's huge. He's been with a biker bouncer, Russell Oldham, in a promotions company. He committed suicide, left her with the goods. There she is. She's the girl. Mastermind facing long-term in prison.
So she's going to be put behind bars for a very long time.
Yes. She'll just be another background.
There's an old
bimbo.
We've done that old story.
The big boys.
That girl.
The Rupert's.
This is last week.
The
Mac.
Rupert's and the Kerry's.
What are you doing to me, Mac? Oh, no, he's a huge pile. This could be new news. Life for the moonlighting ex-cops. US citizen on heroin charge.
No, last week. We did all
Leslie
that.
Leslie admits only to being, to stop them raping her, she was a Muslim. I have no idea. We've
talk into
it.
The microphone, Michael.
No, I can't. I can't do that.
And stop rustling.
Crackdown puts a squeeze on drug presses. Well, that's
old news.
We know.
Old news.
Boring.
Old news.
So what's Nimbin news?
Nimbin news is it's very, very quiet.
Mm.
It's too cold. People are sitting still.
I don't know about that. I think the apocalypse is imminent and people can smell it coming.
Well, now that we've... Well, I
They can
assume,
smell it coming, mate.
I no, assume that we've gone over that huge police offensive. Is it just that we've now gone into a bit of a lull?
It was a little warning.
As we recuperate?
It was a little warning of the apocalypse. Nimbin, the prophet's town, the home of the death adder. Mate, this is where it happens.
Adder Vale.
That's it. You get the little warnings, and I reckon those... It was the horses in the Braveheart gear... And the, you call them fly wire over their eyes.
Are we talking Rambos?
The Rambo, it was a warning. It was a vision. I'm sure it's mentioned in Apocalypse.
The horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Yeah, the horsemen.
We had them here.
The six horsemen. We had them.
Yeah.
Didn't you see it?
I
was seeing it. Once I twigged the six horsemen, I was seeing it everywhere.
The seven horses, I think it might be.
No, six.
Was it six? Maybe
four.
They didn't.
Four.
Maybe one.
But we had two extra.
There was definitely six, yes.
The six horses of the apocalypse.
There was six. Yes. Yeah, we had more than the apocalypse. But, yeah. But John, you know, visions aren't always dead accurate. He might have been, you know, counted. There were six and he only counted four, I reckon. He was on Patmos. Pissed, probably.
Get out.
Okay, so you think Nimbin's in a bit of a lull, a bit of recuperation time?
No, I think it's a bit like a volcano. The forces are gathering.
What do you have intelligence?
It could unload. If it manifested as white ants moving into the bridges at Kyogle on the railway line, it could come that way. You never know which way this energy will go, mate. I know a lot of people have been willing white ants into the bridges.
So that what? So that the trains crash and that we get cyanide spilling.
No, the bridges...
And the mushroom cloud.
We will then ask for an inspection of the bridges. They will say they're not safe. Cyanide can't travel.
What do you mean? They'll put it on trucks.
Oh, there's other ways. Nothing stops money. Money keeps coming.
Absolutely.
That's why
they just won't tell you.
That's why it's a pity burning money is off limits.
Well, I can't.
Do you think there'd be a lot of people into it? Do you think a lot of people would be happy to empty their wallets into the fire?
No, I do not.
Do you don't think it'd be a popular protest?
No, I do not.
You don't think it'll go big?
And you get arrested for doing it. It's a real double whammy.
Well, you can get the big one. That's actually treason. Burning money is destabilising the economy.
You burn money, it makes everyone feel very insecure.
That is very, very bad thing to do. So let's do some.
I'll burn yours, okay?
I'll tell you what. At the Church of the Holy Smoke, that will be one of our little...
Ooh,
sacraments.
You'll lose members very quickly here.
We will burn a little money.
But only yours. Only yours.
Well, you see, I don't believe that I own money.
Give it to me and I'll own it, okay? And I'll burn it.
Money, I
create. You don't mean burning with a match. We mean spend it. Burn it.
I can
spend
it. I'm good for that. Very good for
Well,
that.
I think it's going to be a part of it. It's going to be one of the sacraments of our church. It's going
to
be
have
money
to spend
burning.
Money.
Yeah. A little money burning. It'll be, we'll burn a bit of pot and we'll burn a bit of money.
Mm.
Okay, look, we're coming up to 10 minutes to 2 o'clock, boys.
He's going for that city.
You've nearly made it through. You've nearly made it through.
10 to 2 and we haven't been out to burn one down yet.
I can't handle all the news.
Okay, so I'm going to move on to the next tune and come back so... I'm not on MP3 at the moment, but we can go there at the end.
You promised.
Okay, I love Hunters. I used to see them work live down in St Kilda. Fantastic group. Great, great group.
What's on this weekend in Nimbin, by the way?
Yeah, what is on this weekend?
In the party town.
Well, I think we're all partied out at the moment, aren't we?
No.
I certainly am.
No.
I am. I tell you what, I am leaving this husk. After the show, I am leaving. I'm dumping this husk. And I'm getting out of here to
Can we compost the husk?
To somewhere. You can do what you like with them. I don't care.
Can we just get it?
Another one.
Okay.
Do what you like with little husk. I don't care. Yeah. Mind you, you might have a little bit of pity on him, a bit of mercy on him. He's not that bad a guy.
We show you no mercy, none whatsoever.
Show
You've
me.
You've got to be somewhere at 4:22 today, remember?
4:20? Oh, I'll be back for that. Don't you worry. I'll be back for that.
So you better pick the husk up and take it with you.
Hey, I'm a daddy. I can go away and have a month's holiday and be back by 4:20.
Oh,
in the sun.
I wish I could be like you.
Drinking pina coladas and blowing bongs. And as a daddy, I'm allowed
Isn't
to do that.
Isn't that called Great Keppel Island, where all the dickheads go? Yes, it is. Come back and we'll say farewell from the Hemp Boys.
Not yet.
Almost.
We're not gone yet.
What can
Don't
I
call me
you
a boy. As the goddess, call me a deity.
He just loves it. Here we go, here we go. Oh.
We're just talking away anyway. We're having a great time.
Bob!
I realise it's just as much fun talking into a microphone that's not on as one that is on. I'm going to get one at home and just talk.
How long were you talking for?
Ages.
Quite some time.
You've missed the best ideas we had.
Oh,
we had
I'm out there running a radio station, you know.
And we're pathetic. We couldn't even get up.
Because you're the president now, aren't you?
No, I am definitely
you
not.
You are.
A Bob is
acting
our president.
President.
You're acting president.
You are president on site.
I'm not into titles.
Oh.
I just do the work.
We've noticed that.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to call you boys. You've got a lot of rules, you know.
He
lots
has,
and lots
for
of
a goddess.
You know, when
you can call us boys when I leave and I leave the husk behind and you got Michael and the husky.
Yet if I were to say, don't call me a girl, call me a woman, it'd be, oh, she is touchy, isn't she?
Yeah, good on you. Know? Brave woman, I'd say.
Okay, we're down to 5 minutes.
You want a bit more news?
Yes, let's
this
have a
look. This is the Sunday Telegraph,
that.
So it's glamour, glamour, glamour. And I wonder why these guys ever do it, you know.
They beat it up.
He's an informer. The story is, he's an informer who's in a country town now and he's talked to the journo.
And he's got
murders, bashings, stabbings and shootings were all in a day's work for the notorious Sydney drug gang known as DK's Boys. Now a gang member turned to police informer Alan Rossini, as if it's his name, had spoken for the first time, giving a rare insight into its inner workings. An exclusive. They might have paid him $100,000. That's why he did it.
I'd do it.
Described how the gang made $14,000 a week from selling coke in King's Cross. DK's Boys, named after their leader, Danny Karam, had shotguns, pistols, revolvers, assaults, Uzi subs and bulletproof vests. He now deeply regretted being involved, which in the crimes we first alerted Sydney to the problems of ultra-violent gangs of Middle Eastern background. DK's Boys were involved in the random killing of two young men at the Five Dock Hotel. They murdered a schoolboy. They shot up the Lakemba police station. They executed their own leader, Danny, in Surrey Hills in 98. And some big other shootout with police. And it goes on. He says how they drew inspiration from American culture, incessantly listening to rap music, watching violent gang movies and then reenacting the scenes in real life. Rossini, anyway, he's been giving evidence in hundreds of trials and sinking all of his old running partners.
So he must obviously be in hiding, obviously.
Asked why he stayed in the gang, Rossini said, it's like the frog in the pot, put a frog in a boiling pot and it will jump straight out, put the same frog in a pot of cold water and slowly turn up the heat. By the time it realises it's too dangerous, it's too late. Said after he turned informer, just after he feared for his life every day, but not anymore. Even if I get shot next week, I've had 7 or 8 years of freedom. I'd rather that than 30, 40 years of jail. I did the right thing.
Are they got a picture of him?
there he is there, but it's only his hood. But we can see his hands.
Oh, you can see his hands, all right.
We can see him driving his car. We know that tree. That tree would be identifiable. If you drive every road in New South Wales, you'd eventually find that tree.
Oh, good. Nice bit of news. That I'm not sure what it was all about.
No, it was just about crap. Just drug news.
Just crap.
Drug news.
What they're spending their
tragic prohibition world
of war booty on.
Yeah.
Money. These are the messages from today. Money, the root of all evil. We're going to burn some. We're going to burn some down.
Okay.
Be there for the inaugural launch, 420.
420.
The Church
Holy
of the
Smoke Holy Church.
Church of the Holy Smoke.
2nd of July, Independence from America Day at Byron Bay Beach, 11 o'clock. That'll be a day. If it's a nice sunny day, we'll have a picnic.
Come and become a Catholic this evening.
Mm.
Sign up. We're gonna have a book there. You can put your name in it.
And send Will White Ants to Kyogre, I think.
Well, we've got the Church of the Holy Smoky, who's very psychic, and just by thought he can make things happen. So
I am not the church, I am the goddess. We have a church called the Church of the Holy Smoke, which is here in Nimbin.
Yes.
It's our national religion. It's Australia's only national religion.
Are you going to make up signs? You know, you are now entering the world of the Holy Smoke or something?
Well, eventually we'll get all this done.
Yes, you know, that...
Time is not an important issue.
Oh, I think we can get around sedition laws. I think we don't actually have to burn the money. We could do something different where you ask people to chuck their money away. We'll have to look at it technically. Chuck your money away and we won't waste it. We'll collect it and we'll give it to some homeless dude or something.
Well, we've got a whole group of people just on the outskirts of
Throw town. Your money away. Throw your money in this bin to show how you recognise it is the root of all evil and people have lost the plot because of it.
No, you are buying into that same money system. No, I'm afraid.
Burn it.
Burn it.
All right.
It's got to be burned.
And give the people carrots.
And tonight,
we steal.
Or this afternoon at 4:20, we are going to commit that treasonous act. We are going to destabilise the economy. And we're going to smoke some chuff.
And it's going to go out on webcam for all and sundry who have got nothing else better to do in life than to watch the webcam from the hemp bar.
Hempbar.squiggle. Yes.
It'll be like, do you remember when you were a kid and you were watching Bonanza on TV?
Yes.
And the map had come up and there'd be this little flame
that
started?
Yes.
That's what it's going to be like. The flame that lights the holy pipe.
And it's going to spread across the country.
Across the whole universe.
You know what's risen to the fall?
What's that?
That old thought of, you know, the Big Bong Burger Bar, he will never let go, will he? And
this is Max Stone.
The tenacious pop warrior.
Yeah,
the one who made us drive to Canberra in the freezing cold shower things.
Ooh, and get sprinkled on by sprinklers.
I have nightmares about those sprinklers.
Oh, nasty.
Mate.
And those nasty demon people that turned them on.
A couple of nights ago it was really cold and I woke up, I peed the bed again and it was the sprinklers in my dreams. Unbelievable.
What do they call that when you come back from war and you're all bitter?
I know.
You can't sleep properly.
War damage.
What do they call that?
That's called post-traumatic stress.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Post-traumatic war disorder.
I would go back to Harry and say, you need an upgrade on your...
I am going
to
sue Parliament House.
Yeah.
That's the way to go. Bugger them tearing the sprinklers on us.
Because you are a figment.
I'm still pissing the bed.
You are race. You're a...
I know, it's tragic, man.
The front page of the Good Times with the full imagery shots of your work down there outside Parliament House, personally, it's my favourite.
It was a good photo. The French took those photos.
I think it was just fantastic, yeah. Because I know the man who, at the time when East Timor was in so much disarray and Australia was considering whether to go in, his name... Anyway, he wrote over the top of Parliament House, Shamer. Shame. Gareth Smith, to be precise. It cost him $16,000 in repairs.
Wow.
For putting shame over...
$16,000?
Did he paint it?
You know the guys that did
spray
paint. No war on the Opera House?
On the
House?
Opera House, yes.
That was $150,000.
Yeah, no, Gareth got $16,000 in damages put against him.
Shouldn't
you
be encouraged to go and do it again, wouldn't
you? No, that's why someone invented banners.
Well, you were down there and you didn't do anything like that and you don't have any costs coming against
you. You weren't even allowed to put a stake in the ground.
Yeah, well, it's sacred ground, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, we're talking the Australian hub here, yes.
Mm.
I remember I was a schoolgirl on tour.
I just remember one incident when Max Stone, he had a coffee and he said to me, Gerald, this tastes funny. And it was just after Michael had been... This is a terrible story.
This is a true story.
This is a true and
don't
terrible story.
Don't you dare
story.
Talk about this. Gary's
okay,
still out
and
to
he
me.
Is going
I won't.
To.
It,
anyway,
had,
there were no
Michael,
toilets.
There were no toilets, and Michael had pissed into one of the polystyrene cups.
Don't.
No, I kid you not.
You're still having nightmares, aren't you?
This is a bad
thing. This is a true story.
And I was making
the
coffee.
Gary was pissing me off at the time.
Coffee.
I didn't mind.
I was making the coffees, rinsed out a couple of cups, and I gave Gary one, as he needed one. And he said to me, you know, goddess, this tastes a lot like piss.
Smells like it, looks like it.
You said, what, you
is.
Regularly drink your own? And he goes, well, you know, it's in the smell.
What I like about Max, though, is he didn't complain.
He drank it. Anyway, the Big Bong Burger Bar, because we found all this old chipped up hemp out the back and under the embassy, and they're going to put lime with it and make the hemp bricks, and that's what the burger bar has to be made out of, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Where do we make it?
Nimbin.
Yeah, where?
I think it probably
on the bakery slab.
On the bakery slab. I think
who owns that now? Who actually owns that?
This guy
now?
In Sydney who's never been to Nimbin, who's suing the other guy in Sydney who want to make the hemp movie, and it's out of control. No wonder the museum's collapsed.
Mm.
But with you at the helm, it's not going to disappear.
It don't believe a word of it, mate.
The captain is
I
going down
will
with
just
the ship.
Go mayor, down
the
like
mayor
an idiot.
Of Nimbin, yes.
The captain is going down with his ship.
It can happen.
Well, we've got your hat. We've got your hat.
Mind you, I held the underwater swimming record. I can go a long way underwater.
I don't think you could do that anymore.
No, you're right.
You've been chuffing on for how many years?
Oh, no tobacco, mate. The lungs are beautiful.
And age means nothing. You look at John Howard.
He doesn't have to breathe
for hours at a time. He's got his head poked up Bush's ass. He must be holding his breath.
Oh, look, it's time for us to say fare thee well.
Hemp Bye Powers. Now, thanks, Mary, for being here very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hemp Powers have done their thing, and it's time for JB to come in and take over the airwaves. Music from Bundjalung Country, that is, going out with a favourite here for Gerald, and it's the Hunters and Collectors, Throw Your Arms Around Me.
Oh, beautiful.
Lovely to have been with you today. Thanks for sticking with us.
420.